Tom Karkle with the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high of about 76 degrees. Kenosha right now, 57. It's 49 in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 60 degrees and 62 right now in Racine. First regular season game for the Green Bay Packers, and it was a bit of a nail-biter right to the end, though not exactly stellar play throughout. The Packers still got the victory.
Thanks to our defense for finishing the thing off. Offense, we got to play better. You know, it was at times we moved the ball really efficiently and we spread it out, and then at times, you know, we ran the ball effectively, and then the other times we went three and out. So that's kind of been our issues the last couple of years.
Aaron Rodgers and company come away with that win, a tough Jacksonville club, and next they get the Vikings at their new stadium this coming Sunday night. 9/11 should never be forgotten, nor should its lessons. The main message from the keynote speaker during the 15th anniversary event held at the Racine County Fairgrounds last night. Reverend Mark Jaramillo also serves as a firefighter chaplain.
I ask you, brothers and sisters, to let this memorial celebration provide all of us here in Racine County with a daily reminder to take nothing for granted. Appreciate our freedoms, count our blessings, strive to help our fellow Americans, and cherish our friends and family. Let this day be a reminder of the American spirit, which burns in all of us, that our way of life makes us a great, great country, because our way of life shows a love that is greater than any other place I've ever seen.
Jaramillo also asking the crowd of close to 300 to reflect on the selflessness and the courage displayed by the first responders that day and many others directly involved in that effort. The gathering held in front of the grandstand had featured a huge flag draped between a pair of fire trucks. Also a casket to symbolize those who died. Names of the first responders who lost their lives read aloud. Firefighters from a number of communities in the county participating in that event last night. A piece of steel from the World Trade Center was at Milwaukee's War Memorial 15 years after the terror attacks in New York and in Washington. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn was, in fact, at the Pentagon when the one plane crashed into the building. He laid a wreath during yesterday's remembrance ceremony to honor the 60 police officers who were killed. A large group of Racine County residents are going to be traveling next May to Emmitsburg, Maryland for an intensive training program and exercise that deals with large-scale disasters at the Emergency Management Institute. The last time a group from Racine County took part in this community-specific integrated course, 1998, 77 county, city, and community officials made that trip. Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack, who is one of them, says the group will hear from people who've gone through a large-scale disaster during some training sessions. And then they're going to take part in a two-day disaster drill designed by EMI instructors based on what could actually happen in Racine County.
They'll be coming into Racine looking at our community. They'll be taking pictures. They're going to look at our plans, our procedures, and they are going to build a disaster drill around our community so that when everybody's sitting in their station, they are going to respond as if they were responding to, let's say, a tornado that hit the entire county.
Max says the group that'll be going will consist of law enforcement, fire personnel, public health, public works officials, representatives of volunteer agencies, and the private sector, as well as elected officials. He said that after a gap of some 18, 19 years, the time was about right to maybe do another one. The training and intense eye-opening experience, according to Mac. FEMA will pick up the tab for the training, except for the participants' meal tickets. In Milwaukee County, a two-month-old girl is being treated at Children's Hospital. A non-life-threatening gunshot wound suffered while she was in a vehicle on I-43 in Glendale. The sheriff's office shut down that stretch of freeway for about 3 hours yesterday as part of the investigation. No arrests have been made at this point. Last year, two people were killed and 12 were injured at railroad crossings in Wisconsin. In addition, 8 people died and 3 were hurt while they were trespassing on railroad tracks. Governor Walker has proclaimed this week Rail Safety Week around Wisconsin, trying to emphasize the importance of preventing railroad crossing crashes and trespassing incidents. The DOT's Rails and Harbor Section Chief is David Simon. He issues a reminder that rail yards and tracks, that's private property, and trespassers can be fined, but that would be the least of anybody's potential problems.
But more importantly, trespassing on railroad property is extremely dangerous, and it's a problem that seems to be increasing. People are often posing for photos on the railroad tracks or fishing from the railroad bridges, or whatever the reason, they're on private property and they can be cited for trespassing. They don't often appreciate the dangers of what they're doing.
He also urges drivers, be very careful when you're approaching railroad crossings, even if the lights are not flashing and the gates are not down. As part of Rail Safety Week, State Operation Lifesaver Coordinator Susie Klinger is going to be making appearances around Wisconsin Friday. There's a stop at the Amtrak station in Sturtevant from 10:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. Saturday, she'll be at the Kenosha Streetcar Days at the McCarthy Transit Center from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And work scheduled to begin Tuesday evening in Racine County on southbound I-94 at the Highway 20 interchange. It's to replace concrete pavement joints installed during the recent reconstruction project. Contractors agreed to cover the cost on the repairs, which are expected to wrap up later in the month. DOT says during the peak travel times, three lanes of southbound traffic will be maintained by using only a slight traffic shift. During the evening and off-peak hours, single-lane closures might be in effect. Now, in addition, southbound entrance ramp from 20, that's going to be closed for the repair operation. Traffic directed along the west frontage road to the entrance ramp to Highway 11 through the course of that repair project. WRJN News Time, it is now 21 minutes before 6.